Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Big Show virtual holiday party for the kids at Blydale Children's Hospital on CBS FM.
6:05, Friday, December the 18th, 2020. Broadcasting our final show of that year, 2020. And what
that year, like we're not still in it.
What a year it's been.
We want to escape.
As I was lying in bed last night trying to get to sleep, I was very excited. This is one of those shows that I love doing. And I love every day, but today's special because it's our broadcast for the kids of Blythedale.
Sure.
And I was thinking about, and I thought, you know, this is probably the most unusual, bizarre year that we've ever had. And then I thought back to that year where Hattie fought breast cancer. I thought, well, maybe that to her was a little more tumultuous.
Well, you know, you deal with it. There were some things, other things going on in my life at the same time that were pretty tumultuous. But this, we're all doing this, and your heart just has to go out to so many people.
Yeah.
Dealing with so much. You know, we're so lucky. I remind myself of this all the time when I trudge down to the basement to do the show, how lucky we are to still be able to do what we're doing. So many people are not able to. So.
Yeah, we talked about that before. We are so fortunate. The people in the radio business, at least a lot of them, not all of them got to stay.
Yeah.
Because the companies, we lost people on this show. If you listen to
advertising down, I mean, it's very difficult.
Celebrating the kids at Blythedale, the staff at Blythedale, celebrating our last show of 2020. We're back on the air Monday, January 4th, 2021. Please make a note of that.
Mm-hmm.
We are here today to raise money for Blythedale Children's Hospital. Here's how you do that. Ms. Steele has all the facts and figures that you need.
If you would like to use what's called a telephone, you can dial 914-831-2424, or you can text BCH Kids, that's BCHKIDS, to 76278. And as we've been telling you, any amount is a wonderful donation and will be lovingly accepted. It's been a tough year for everybody. Nobody has any expectations other than to just give with your heart.
Yeah, that's all we're asking. And where does the money go? What do they do with the money? Well, they have a traumatic brain injury program there. It has they have the only dedicated post-acute pediatric brain injury unit in New York State.
And that can come from anything like any kind of an accident, whether it's a little one falling off a bicycle or a car accident, whatever it is. There are a lot of ways to get those kinds of things, and those guys are superb at treating them and moving on with your life.
Well, what they do is they reteach children how to walk, mm-hmm. how to talk, how to get dressed, how to hold a pencil.
Yeah,
they've got a 75-person therapy team there.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And I got to tell you what, going through some of the mail that we get, emails and letters, I saved some letters from the past.
Right.
The way that these parents feel about those people at Blythedale is incredible.
Oh, sure.
You know, like almost, I would say not, they got a 91% rate of being able to return those children home to their families afterwards. so they can still function as a member of their family and be able to, you know, feed themselves and do all the things that everybody wants to be able to do. So they have, it's a special, you know, you think about it. They've got, they just added 8 more beds to the, they call it the TBI unit, traumatic brain injury unit. So anyway.
And they need help, even though people frequently have insurance. As anybody who's had any long-term illnesses know, the insurance can run out. And so they really, really rely on our help and on your help to
And let's not
keep
forget about
going.
The people who don't have insurance and don't have that luxury. So anyway, it's a special place. And as you know, we've been involved with them for quite some time, and they are dependable. And it's not one of those situations where, you know, I was reading the other day about this big Hollywood fund that they have. You know, they spent like 95% of the money they raised on themselves. The people flying around doing parties and, you know.
Yeah, they want to save the earth, but then they're on private jets going to.
Right. And you're paying for it with the money that you donate.
Not this place. These guys just are. They're an incredible group of people.
It's the Big Show, virtual holiday party for the kids at Blithedale Children's Hospital on CBS-FM.
And coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we have amazing performances. Kelly Clarkson will join us for a couple of songs. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. Johnny Resnick, he's from Buffalo. Now he lives in New Jersey.
And Goo Goo Dolls. He's also from there.
Mark Rivera, of course, will be here. And Holiday Express. And checking in this morning is one of the guardian angels, as I like to call him, from Blithedale. His name is Michael Brennan. He works at Loeb Enterprises. And he was raised in the Bronx. And he began his relationship, about 4 years ago, Michael?
Yes, sir.
So you heard about Blithedale and you said, let me jump in there and get involved.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We had a friend of ours whose son unfortunately spent some time there as a result of his sickness. And I'm happy to say now he is now attending college full time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you, Michael, how many people I run into just in my, you know, lately I don't run into so many people. But, I mean, before COVID, I would run into people all the time, and they really didn't know me from CBS FM or PLJ. They knew me from Blithedale.
Yeah.
And they talked about how many people that have known somebody or even had a child that was there, and they understand what a special place it was, as you do. I remember, didn't you do a thing called Donate the Dome?
Yes, sir, I did. For the last 4 years, I've shaved my head to raise money for Blithedale Children's Hospital.
Wow, I love that.
I'll tell you what, the guy we're talking to has raised over $80,000 for Blithedale Children's Hospital. And I think you're doing, Michael, I think you're doing a pretty good job there, buddy.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's never enough, but if we can just help those kids in some way, it puts a little more love in my heart.
Well, my friend, happy holidays to you, and thank you for all you do for Blithedale.
And the next time you...
Scott and Patty, for what you do, God bless you. Stay healthy and stay well.
Next time you shave your head, we want to see it, okay?
Absolutely.
We would love that.
Come the next day.
great.
And this morning, we are collecting money for Blithedale. Yeah. Any amount is fine.
And all you have to do is call, if you'd like to use the phone, 914-831-2424. That's 914-831-2424. Or you can text BCH Kids, that's BCHKIDS, to 76278. 76278. And again, as Scott said, any amount will be so gratefully accepted because it's been a tough year for everybody. So there's lots of understanding about what you can and can't do.
And thanks again to Michael Brennan for checking in this morning.
It's the Big Show virtual holiday party for the kids at Blithedale Children's Hospital on CBS-FM.
As we do our show for the kids and the staff at Blithedale today, I want you to meet a wonderful lady from East Patchogue, Long Island. Her name is Nancy Ryer. She has a relationship at Blythedale, and her son Michael was sent there after an accident several years ago. What year was that, Nancy?
Hi, Scott. It was 2011.
Wow. Pretty recent then. And he was sent to Blythedale's Traumatic Brain Injury Unit. How long did he stay there?
We actually stayed there 21 months. We were on and off going back and forth to Westchester Hospital. So even though it was a short-term care, each time we went back to the hospital, we came back as a new patient. So we were kind of blessed in a way that we got to stay at Blythedale a little longer.
Yeah,
looking back, it was the best thing for anybody who has a traumatic brain injury child to go through, because not only do they take care of your child, they also take care of you.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. And wow. Help you. Yeah. And I was truly blessed. And everyone there then becomes family. So,
yeah, they say they use things like iPads and all kinds of assistive technology to help stimulate their brain when they have these kinds of brain injuries. Really amazing what they can do.
Yes, my son was a burn victim, and then what happened was 9 days after being burnt, he went into cardiac arrest and lost 13 minutes.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah, so we were at Stony Brook Hospital on Long Island, uh-huh. And I was told my son would be in a vegetative state for the rest of his life and put him in a nursing home, and I refused to accept that. And, 2 days in Blythedale, and they had him in a Hoyer lift, putting him in a wheelchair, going to therapy and everything, and next thing I know, they have him sitting up with a therapist holding him and everything, and it was just amazing. They stimulate the brain and everything, how they work together, and they went out that extra mile to find a nurse that was specialized in burns and taught me how to care for him and everything. I just can't say enough about Blythedale and how wonderful it was.
Yeah. Oh boy! And you finally and you lost Michael, and back at what, 2019?
Yes. Michael started having grand mal seizures, and of course, I knew that, you know, with every seizure, he was going to regress. What Michael had was that the brain injury was that part of his brain when he had cardiac arrest. That part of your brain you lose, but then it's you hope to stimulate other parts of the brain
to
make
take
up
over.
For,
right.
Yeah. So I was just truly blessed. I had, after his accident, I had him for another 6.5 years. And even though you're not prepared, you don't want to see your child suffer that much. And once the grand mal seizure started, I knew that it wasn't going to get any better, because he didn't have seizures at all, and then all of a sudden they started. So,
I love Larry, the way you say you were blessed, because a lot of people wouldn't see it that way. But you, I'm sorry, it gets me emotional.
Yeah.
But
tough
Blythedale,
as a mom.
Blythedale does that, and as a parent, you know how much you would give for your child to get that kind of care, and what a beautiful thing that you have that spirit.
Yes. Unbelievable. And I had so much fun there because I became a kid then, too, with all the other kids.
Yeah. And, somebody mentioned from the hospital you to me, and they said you still stay in contact and you still hang out with the people.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They can't get rid of you, Nancy.
You're still a kid.
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact, right after Christmas, I'm going to Christian Mauser's house,
aww,
who was our first roommate.
Oh, my God.
He was there. Woo. I love telling this story. He had encephalitis.
Mm-hmm.
And his parents, John and Ellen, were so wonderful to me. They embraced me. And they used to say to me every once in a while, go sleep in the house, on the property. get a good night's sleep. And they, you know, of course, now that was in the old section. Now it's so much better because
They got the new hospital.
The accommodations are like we were one of the first in the traumatic brain injury area. But
like you're staying at the Four Seasons or something.
Oh God, yes. When we walked through, you know, the old section, it was a beautiful way they had us walk in like a parade into the new section. Yeah. It was amazing. It was like, oh my goodness, I just couldn't believe it. It was like a whole new world opened up. We were one of the first patients in the traumatic brain injury area.
Wow.
Nancy, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning. You're definitely...
God bless you and what you do there, Scott, your group and Rob Thomas, everybody, the whole group. I so enjoyed waking up early. It was the only time I enjoyed waking up early is to come see the Christmas Spectacular. And what a wonderful thing. And I just hope everybody, you never know, it might be your child next. Just dig in your pockets and help and donate.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Nancy.
Merry Christmas to you all. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Nancy Ryer from East Patch Hog, Long Island.
What a special lady. Wow.
Talking about her son, Michael. Oh, boy.
I know. I'm sorry.
Slow me down.
Got a little overwhelmed there, but I think it's really important to let people once more know how you can donate, because every little bit goes towards helping not just the kids, but also look at the parents. Look at what a difference Blythedale made in her life by taking care of her as well as the children. You can donate by calling 914-831-2424. That's 914-831-2424. Or you can text BCH Kids, that's BCH KIDS, to 76278. 76278.
You know, we've been doing this for quite some time, talking to people about their experiences with Blythedale, and you kind of harden yourself so you can get through an interview like that or a story like that. And whew, man, she got me.
She really got me. You know how many times she said, I'm so blessed? With everything she went through, she saw her opportunity to have her child at Blythedale as a blessing, that it extended his life and gave him the kind of care and her the kind of care that everyone would hope for in that kind of situation. So bless her heart and bless Michael's heart and bless Blythedale.
Boy, I got to take a moment out here and reboot my head.
It's the Big Show, virtual holiday party for the kids at Blythedale Children's Hospital on CBS FM.
Checking in this morning is the gentleman from Pleasantville, New York, married to a lovely lady named Beth. They've got two grown children. He's a partner at BNC Insurance Agency, and he shares his time with the folks at Blythedale Children's Hospital. Good morning to Paul Sohigian. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Patty. Thanks so much for having me. What a great morning. You guys are doing a fabulous job. Thank you for that.
Well, we're very happy today. It just makes us, this is the way we like to end our year. We'd rather do it at Blythedale, and I know every inch of that hospital.
Especially the old. We've all explored it.
Yeah, and then the new one. I remember we tell the story about when we first started, they had a small auditorium there. Well, I think it was a lunchroom at the time, connected to a greenhouse of some sort.
Right.
And when did you first discover Blythedale, Paul?
Well, Scott and Patty, BNC has sponsored the golf outing for the Blythedale golf outing for the past 3 years.
Oh.
And myself and a few of our BNC teammates, aside from other things, volunteer opportunities, have worked on the phone banks for the Christmas, the Holiday Spectacular for the last.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you've done that several years, haven't you?
You're the guy we call.
I sat with your wife last year, as a matter of fact.
Right.
So, yeah, we had a great time. Great time. So anything we can do to help out, as you folks have, I've taken a tour of the hospital. I've met staff. I work closely with Tony Ann and Lisa for some fundraising, and it's just a beyond spectacular place. You know, you hear that beautiful story that Nancy, her last name is Ryer, I think, told you earlier. You know, it just makes you so sad, and we're so fortunate to have a healthy family, and whatever we can do to help, that's what we want to do.
But it also,
Live Vale, they're always smiling. And
yeah, well, that's the thing. That's what that story, I mean, I was equally teary-eyed about the fact that she lost her only child, but also teary-eyed that she saw it as her entire experience there, and that experience as a blessing. What a beautiful thing. And you know that they were holding her hand through those years, helping her reach that kind of place in her heart that she could let go of him in that kind of way. What a remarkable woman. What a remarkable place. So much
love. That's so well, Patty. I agree. We were fortunate enough also to sit with the social workers at Blythe Vale. And we don't realize, obviously, these kids go through horrific things. We don't realize the toll it takes on their families.
Sure.
And sometimes these kids are sent home with medical equipment that maybe the electrical system in someone's apartment can't even help. They can't even handle the electrical needs. Maybe there are flights of stairs that they have to negotiate. People have to go to work and they care for the children. Blythe Vale is there behind the scenes for many, many, many things that aren't blatantly obvious to you and I. So it's just such a wonderful, wonderful place, and we do whatever we can to help out.
It's almost like it's a Blythedale club of people who are parents who had kids there. And also the people like yourself, Paul, who have donated their time and their money to the cause. And it's very weird. I mean, I run into people all the time. Like I said earlier in the show, they say, yeah, I'm a Blythedale parent. or things like that.
Yep. It's an amazing place, guys. And what you do and what the musicians do. You just remember last year when the musicians are playing. Look at the smile on everyone's face. Look at all the workers at Blythedale having a great time.
The yeah.
They're having a fantastic time. Just think of all the joy that you bring. So thanks for that, and thanks for letting me be a part of it.
I always say the thing that was the most remarkable to me right off the bat when I first started going there 20 years ago was that you couldn't tell the difference between the caregivers and the parents because there was that much love on their part to these children. So it isn't just them doing a job. It's them, you know, really reaching out and giving love. And we all know that positivity and love are incredibly healing. So, bless their hearts about every 5 minutes, but I feel
okay.
That way.
All right,
them.
Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. All the best. Good luck. Please donate your money if you can, whatever you can give. It's a wonderful cause. And thank you. Have a wonderful holiday, everyone. And thanks for
It's the Big Show virtual holiday party for the kids at Blythedale Children's Hospital on CBS FM.
Our very last Big Show for this goofy year of 2020. Our chance to honor the kids and the staff, the people we love at Blythedale Children's Hospital. We're raising money today. You can help. You can just text a little donation to BCH Kids at 76278. That is the number.
And you can also call 914-831-2424. That's 914-831-2424. Or simply go to our Facebook or Twitter page for an online option to donate.
You know, at the end of the show, when we're at the hospital that we've done for so many years, I kind of like
this. What do you say? 29 years, I think, right?
I don't keep track. I just know it's not Christmas if I'm not there.
I know.
But if you ever notice, I stand on the stage towards the end of the show when Tim McClune and his wacky bunch of musicians are up there singing Holiday Express, and Rob's with him and whoever the hell else we got with us. But I'm just looking out. I love to do there. Stand up on that stage and look out at all the kids, the people who work there, and the parents. And I see him with the Santa hats on, and you got Ronald McDonald running around out there, and Santa and his elf.
Pure joy.
Yeah, and it just makes me smile. I'm thinking how lucky I am to be involved with that hospital.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just McClune's and McClune's off his rocker anyway, and he's had no sleep because he's been working his tail off.
And it sounds wonderful.
And he looks like he slept in a dumpster sometimes. By the time he gets there, he doesn't shave, and he's just crazy.
You know, it's funny because you, obviously, I would not have had a connection with Blythedale if it hadn't been for you. You brought me to that. And I have to say, when we all are searching for meaning during the holidays, and it's not just about the stuff we get, the stuff we give, or the things we can't get or can't give, when we go there, it puts it all in perspective. It begins the holiday on the perfect note for me, and I hold on to that all year. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm grateful to you that you brought all of us to that.
Well, I love you when you're there, and you have such a connection with the kids and the parents. Checking in right now is a gentleman very familiar with Blythedale. His name is Jim McVeigh. His lovely wife, Patty, and him are parents to a 4.5-year-old daughter, Brianna, and a 3-year-old daughter, Gia. Gia is very fortunate to be here. When she was born, doctors gave her a 0 chance of survival. Now, that's a rough number.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, man. It's a good day for us. We love doing this show. Tell us what you guys went through with Gia.
It was surreal, to say the least. So when Gia was born, my wife had suffered a fetal maternal hemorrhage, and basically Gia lost 80% of her blood at birth. So she suffered, you know, massive brain damage and oxygen deprivation. Mm-hmm. So we had to immediately move her down to Einstein Hospital in the Bronx. They put her on an infant cooling mat and basically brought her body temperature down to like a hypothermic state to try to reduce further brain damage. And after they reheated her, every doctor at Blythedale told us that she had, every doctor at Einstein told us that there was no chance of survival at that point. That wow. the only thing keeping her alive were machines and, you know, dopamine for her heart, and that we could take her off life support at any time.
Go ahead and plan the funeral, they said, right?
We did. We took, about 12 hours, and we planned her funeral at, the local church, and we picked the plot out at Gate of Heaven Cemetery. We had her sister come and say goodbye to her. I mean, it was insane, to say the least.
a little tiny baby.
Yep. But then a couple days after that, jumping ahead. So we went in to take her off life support, and they told us that that night she had responded and she was breathing, but they thought it was just brainstem and that she would be in a vegetative state for the rest of her life. And that was like worse news than thinking that she was going to die, because
I know, yeah,
it was terrible. So, 4 doctors said that she had failed every measure of life. You know, she had failed the gag reflex and, you know, everything that they did. You know, there was no chance. We even met with an organ donation team, and they said she had no viable organs to donate. So, then she responds. She responds, and we thought she was just, going to have no chance at walking, talking, eating. And a few days after that, she started showing some signs of cognitive development, and then we were transferred to Blythedale. So by the time we knocked on the door at Blythedale, our world was spinning. And
Gia was saying, wait a minute, Pop. Wait a minute, Mom. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. And, I wish you guys could meet her. Maybe someday you will.
But I'd love that.
She's responded in amazing ways. I mean, she's with Blythedale's help. She's walking. She's talking. She's saying, two word sentences now. You wouldn't know if you look at her that she's not a typical kid. And she's still working on eating at Blythedale with their feeding program.
It's a miracle.
She's yelling at me right now. She really is.
Jim, is that her or her sister in the background?
No, that's Gia in the background. Gia, can you say hi?
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and she understands almost everything we say to her. I mean, she really is. You know, we're still, it's like watching water boil. We're still trying to figure out what her prognosis is. But, you know, I got to say, when we came to Blytheville, from the day we got there, it was the first time that anyone had given us any hope for her future. And Dr. Davison, you know, the first thing he said, which was, I still remember to this day, he said I was expecting worse. And that was the best news
isn't that
we
amazing?
Had heard. You know, for over a month, it was, you know, and G is now 3 years old, and I saw Dr. Davidson about, I don't know, a couple weeks ago at the hospital, and he asked about Gia, and he said he had remembered that she had a skin rash, and he remembered to ask about that. He said, how is her rash doing? And
It's
amazing because they really are the most authentic place. They don't just care about the business side of things. They're invested in the whole child, the whole family. Yeah. You know, Debbie, the event coordinator, made sure my older daughter saw Santa Claus the first time in her life. And, you know, it was they really do an amazing job at just treating every aspect of
the family.
The family. And, yeah. You know, I mean, listen, my pitch is for anybody out there, it's the most authentic place to donate to. It's real. Everyone from the doctors, the nurses, the secretaries, the custodians. I mean, we still text with people there, you know, and I don't know. It's just a great place.
Hearing her in the background is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Here's a little girl at the original doctor says she didn't have a prayer in the world to survive.
0% chance of survival, let alone.
Now I can't get her to shut up.
Sorry about that.
No, that's great.
No, it's
Jim.
Adorable. Are you kidding? We love that.
It's true.
I got to tell you, I feel like I've been through the trip with you, Jim. I can't imagine somebody being on the LIE right now and listening to your story and not having tears in their eyes just because it's a beautiful story. You went from hell to heaven.
Good way to put it, Scott.
Well, congratulations to you and Patty and Brianna and, of course, Gia. Thank you so much for taking time to share your story with us today.
Beautiful.
And thank you guys for all you do for Blytheville. It's an
excellent
job. Wild place.
Merry Christmas, sure, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It's the Big Show, virtual holiday party for the kids at Blythedale Children's Hospital on CBS-FM.
And checking in this morning is a gentleman who we've known for many, many years. He's from Dumont, New Jersey, but he lives in Edgewater.
Mm-hmm.
His great uncle was one of the founding doctors at Blythedale, so it's Gene Ferrara's mission to continue helping Blythedale. And he has been here. I mean, he's been here, I think, more than me, because I missed 1 year. I think I was out sick 1 year a couple of years ago. I had some kind of emergency operation.
Yeah.
Gene
is family. Is family.
He is family, sure. No doubt about it. Morning, Gino.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm having a hard time today because some of these stories are really getting to me. There's a little girl named Gia. And she made a little guest appearance on the show today. She was pretty cute. How
you
been?
You're killing me. You're gonna make crying just like I do.
You get her. My dog's barking in the background.
Dog's all excited because Gene's on.
Yeah, he knows the crier is in here. He's ready to go.
Both of the criers are here.
Gene, what's going on, man? Now, you every year, Gene goes to his friends and the business and the colleagues, and he puts an arm on him. He says, I need a little help from you. And every year you raise, I think, $20,000 to $25,000 for Blythedale, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. But this year we got something special. This is 27 years we've been doing it with you.
Wow.
And which is also our 40th year.
Wow.
They almost put us out of business, this China virus and this craziness.
They tried.
But they tried. But the guys are strong, and the men are great.
Gene, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. You haven't even started thanking the people yet.
Here we go. One more
rush.
Time.
Get through it. Let's see how far you can make it.
I'm going to make it because it's a great cause. The guys in the office here, Pat, Chris, Jim, Maria, Joe, Chris, Nick, Allison, and Rachel, we all know that this has been a tough year. We all stuck together. We had a couple of guys have the virus, and we have one of our guys, Nick. He's just recovering now, youngster, so he's doing all right. But this thing is real. It's around. It's around us. And we lost an aunt this year, Aunt Lena, and she's up at Gate in Heaven, the road. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough time because you speak to each one of the people out there, and something has affected them, whether it be financial, personal, a family member, or whatever. But when you think about it, that's your everyday life. And most of the guys, we're all working. We kept everybody on, and we're working through this. But you got people that, you know, that have kids in the hospital. And, you know, imagine what their day is above your level of hell, what they have to deal with. So this year, we got a lot of people that donated. I really did not expect what I'm going to tell you, but we got guys like Joe Canton, Jim Hallahan, Nick Ferrara, Chris, Dr. Lisa Ferrara, Francine Ferrara. My mom got into it. Sal Giampiccolo, Bob Koskovich, Dan, Helene Wurzel, Jimmy Downs, Frank and Drew at Central, Leslie Kaminoff, Russell Galindo, Alan and Mike from AWR Group, Pratt, Sylvester, Steve Silverman from S&S Manufacturing, Willie Rivera from AM&G, Outsource Gang, Site Safety LLC, Aetna Contracting, Joe Guarneri over at Merrill Lynch, Ramez from E4P Engineering, and Dan Dermer. Now, I got to tell you, I upped my donation because Maria and I, we didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything. We had no vacation.
You're not alone.
So we said to ourselves, we're lucky. Let's do something. And I did not expect many of the people to give what they gave the year before. But I was wrong. This year, we collected, as a group,
$32,700.
Wow.
That's like a record for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and one guy, you can do it. You can do it.
One guy. Let me tell you one guy. His name is Jimmy Downs. He's with Everest Scaffolding. He always gives a great donation.
Yes, he does. I know.
and he called me up last Friday, 5 o'clock. I'm walking out. And he says to me, Gene, you got to do me a favor. I said, Jimmy, what do you need? He says, well, you know that donation I gave you? I'm thinking, is he going to
take it back?
He's asking it back
because he's got tough times. Yeah. He says, no, Gene, I was talking to you the other day, and you made a good point. He says, you know, this year you can't give all those, you know, fruit baskets and chocolates and booze and wine out to the clients because they're not in the offices, and it's just too difficult for the men to deliver. Would you mind if I gave you $5,000 more?
What? What's wrong with him?
So I said, sure, I'll take it. No problem.
Well, I hear Gene goes like, no, we can't take any more over there.
And the same is true for many people. I mean, it's people have an open heart. Now, I will say this. Last year, I was blessed to take a tour with my wife and my son after my daughter, okay?
Yeah, we saw the whole crew.
And we did a walk around with Larry and Lisa, and they really showed us parts of the hospital I didn't know existed. And that's what I want to talk about today, just real quick. What people don't understand, everybody talked about today, you know, the kids and their special need at that time. But one thing that people don't understand, there's a school up at Blackdale.
Right. So
when you think these kids are going through just their physical therapies and getting through, you say, well, how do they get through school? Because when they come back, right, they're going to be so far behind. Some of these children can't leave the hospital. They're there for the duration of their lower school time. And they graduate from Blythedale School, and you just can't imagine that, you know, how a hospital is a home.
Yeah,
and it is a home.
Boy, what a beautiful!
It's a great home, though, Gene. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, with the same love.
All of you sitting home that got that $1,200 from the government and worked every day and got your check from your boss, I ask you the following: pony up the money, give it to the kids, or give it to any charity. Because reality, you're very, very lucky. And anything you can do this year, do what you can because the charities are hurting.
Yeah, yeah.
Gene Farrar, we love you, man. You're a good man. I hope you and Maria have a great Christmas, the whole family.
Tell your daughter it was so nice to meet her, too. Thank you again, my friend.
God bless.
Thank you.
32,000 plus from Gene Ferrara and his friends.
He did a beautiful job.
It's CBS FM. You can make a donation, 914-831-2424.
Or you can text BCH Kids, BCHKIDS, to 76278. That's 76278. Or simply go to our Facebook or Twitter pages for an online option to donate. And again, as little or as much as you can give will be lovingly and gratefully accepted.
All right, here's the deal. We're getting ready to go closed circuit to all the televisions at Blythedale Children's Hospital. They have one in every room for today's show. I'm not sure. They probably have them in there all the time. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson standing by, Rob Thomas, Johnny Resnick, Mark Rivera, and, of course, Holiday Express. Help us if you can. Text BCH Kids to 76278. It's the Big Show.
It's the Big Show. Virtual holiday party for the kids at Blythedale Children's Hospital on CBS FM.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.